Supporters of the Nickel Plate Railroad recently filed a lawsuit against Fishers, Noblesville, and Hamilton County. The suit claims the cities and county failed to follow Indiana laws during decision-making meetings about the future of the railroad. The plan calls for transforming the rails to walking and biking trails. WFYI's Taylor Bennett sat down with Save the Nickel Plate spokesperson Logan Day, who says residents have been left in the dark.
Now, Save the Nickel Plate has filed a lawsuit against Fishers, Noblesville, and Hamilton County. Can you explain why that lawsuit was filed?
We've been following this. Our group actually came together in February of 2017 when the trail was announced. Ours, being our group, and a lot of our supporters, our belief from the beginning has been that this has not been handled in an ethical way and to a point a legal way by the elected officials involved. So when we realize that there may be some issues with open door laws and their compliance with those, we approached an attorney, we looked into it, kept our eye on things, and found what we believed to be multiple violations, but a more recent one where we said it's time to act. You know, we need to address this because it's a continuing pattern of behavior that if we don't stop, and even if we don't stop it, it's a continuing pattern of behavior that if we don't address may lead to consequences that are outside of our control at a certain point.
Do you feel like citizens are purposely being left out of the process?
Absolutely. I have no doubt, and neither do many of our supporters.
Now, you don't have any problems with the idea of having, you know, a bike trail or more walkability in the area. I mean, that's not the issue.
That's not the issue. Again, that's been proven through example. It's benefiting communities. I mean, and that is a personal belief of mine. But many of us have believed that this is unfair, that from the beginning, it's pitted trail and rail supporters against each other, and it didn't have to be that way. There are excellent opportunities and examples of how you can combine the two and suit all interests involved and get that walkability, the health benefits of that, but also have expanded and maximized flexibility in your transportation along that corridor by having rail access as well.
What about impacting other communities as well? I mean, do you think this could have an impact?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my biggest beefs with this, is that these are local entities handling a regional corridor. And I believe their perspective reflects that. This rail line, the actual tracks, traverse Marion, Hamilton, and Tipton counties. The corridor itself is actually still intact and preserved as a non-segmented corridor. It's a continuous corridor from downtown Indianapolis all the way to Michigan City. So if you start expanding to these possibilities, well, what if we actually worked collaboratively with other communities to expand this?
What would you like to see happen?
First and foremost, transparency in our government. You know, we don't think that the public has been involved like they should have been in this process, and that realistically, the plan to convert to a trail was all conceived behind closed doors, and they announced it to the public when it was essentially already a done deal.
How can residents learn more, and if they want to get involved, what can they do?
If they visit our website, which is savethenickelplate.org, we have a button right there on the homepage, and it says, email my elected officials, I believe. And then they can type their message and just simply say, we need to take a closer look at this. Or if you're, you know, vehemently in support of the railroad, hey, I don't support removing the railroad and converting it to a trail. You know, we need better options than that.
All right. Thank you so much for the information.
Yes, thank you.
That was Save the Nickel Plate spokesperson Logan Day speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.